producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn are here at my side. Well, not literally, but it's sort of like in, what do we call the spatial terms when you are with me, but you're not really with me? It's the, what's the term? No.
Yeah, that's divorce. The word. You're with me, but not really. Divorce.
No, what's the, Kenny, what's the term that I'm looking for? It's a technology term. They're not
virtual.
Thank you very much, Richie. Yes.
Virtual.
Virtual. They're virtually right here with me, and so is Richie. In a manner of speaking,
Kenny as well. We get along better when we're virtually.
Oh
together.
My God! Yes. Right.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes. Yes. We're physically together. It's
a whole new world, Richie. You and I have a whole new world to explore. The world is changing so much. The relationship I have with Roberta is much different. And we have defined our relationship over the years by the crises in her life. And
I
she
think
and
so.
I have been friends for 27, 28 years. And her life has been one chasm after another after
Indeed.
Another. And so I believe that we are friends because I have an ear and at least can listen. And that's one of the real marks, and I'd say that about me, but I think I'm a pretty good listener most of the time when I'm not on the radio. I try to be a better listener on the radio because you can learn more if your mouth is shut. I'm not sure I'm always good at that, but I think that's why I have Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and Kenny here, because they add to the conversation, and so do you, certainly. So help yourself to participating in the, how about we do anti-refugee stuff for a minute? The sentiment, I'm having a hard time wrapping myself around this, although I just did some research on what happened before World War II. So here we have people in America, there are some who are refugee advocates, and there are some who don't want to have any refugees. I think it's 27 states now. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That, 31.
It's 31 now.
Yeah.
31.
Okay. 31 states. Governors have said, no, 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 we're not taking any of these refugees. And how do you blame them when you consider, hold on, Richie, for a second. When you consider what went on, I mean, I understand the thinking, whether it's right thinking or not. What has happened in France over the last 4 or 5 days, and what is going on in Europe, is a direct result of these bad people seeping in through the guise of the Syrian problem and the thousands, if not tens of thousands of people.
They're not even sneaking, they're walking.
Well, yeah, except that they're not coming in as refugees.
No, the bad guys aren't. You're talking about the bad guys, Kenny.
Right.
Right.
At least one of the attackers was a refugee.
But see, people are not that finite in their thinking. They'll look at this in a general overview. Okay, the bad guys came in at the same time the Syrians came in. Therefore, we can't let the Syrians in because there may be bad guys that will come in with them.
There's a bunch of bad guys.
Hey, not a lot of them.
Let's be realistic, though, okay? These people are walking from Syria to these European
they
countries.
They have nothing.
They're not walking here.
No.
They're going to have to get on a plane, and somebody's going to have to put them on that plane.
Scrutinize them.
And they will be somewhat scrutinized. And
okay, so
the
are you in agreement with the 30-some-odd governors, Richie, who say we must keep the refugees out of our states, or are you with? Or do you think that they ought to be allowed in?
I can see the case for helping to take in some of the refugees.
How do we screen them?
Well, I mean, anybody that's got to get on a plane to get here should be thoroughly vetted.
Yeah.
And they are claiming
tell that
to
the people in the Metrojet that went down in the Syrian desert. It was supposed to be vetted.
There's no way to thoroughly vet these people. And we can't trust the government who is bumbling to actually do it.
What do we do?
Well, here's, I have an idea, and I learned it from Chris Matthews, who I can't believe I'm going to get ideas from.
Wait a minute. Stop the presses.
Just write this down.
Jennifer learned something from Chris Matthews.
I think he has a great idea. So okay, here's what he said the other night on his show.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we should take in these Syrian refugees because that is at the essence who we are as a country. Right? We don't want to lose our identity as a country.
Give us your pie, tired, you're poor. Yep.
Which I completely agree with. I just think we have a lot of problems here, and I don't trust the government to take care of, to fix these things, and these people will never leave.
Yeah.
But, okay. So that's my own little commentary. But Chris Matthews says, let them come here and then take all the women and all the children in and all the men who are in their 20s and 30s who are trying to come here, stop them and ask them why they aren't fighting to get their country back. And why are they looking at America to fight and get their country back for them when they are able-bodied?
Great question.
Now,
and then
the
you
Obama
put them on a plane and you send them back to fight for their own country.
And that's Chris Matthews, and this is one of their talking points, is that only 2% of the refugees being let into the United States are of combat fighting age, single males of combat fighting.
That's the point I wanted to make, yeah.
All right, but yesterday my point was, and this is probably the most facetious of all of them.
But then again, we saw a woman blow herself up.
Well, that was happening this morning, right.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's all.
So how about we carve out these people in the Middle East who are all more or less related? I can say that, you know, are Tennesseans related to Kentuckians? Yeah, I mean, there's a similarity in culture, tradition, the education, what they've grown up around. So why would you want to take a walk through Hungary to get to Germany or France, when in fact, if the people in the Middle East were thinking about the real, their true position in the world, they'd carve out some parts of Lebanon and Jordan as an example, and let the Syrians come over there
up and fight for your own land.
Well, but you see, they don't have the wherewithal to do that, Richie, at the moment anymore.
Then why should they earn anything?
No, nobody's suggesting they should.
We bled for this country,
and we're doing it for these people now too.
Right.
We're only keeping the military-industrial guys going again.
To the La La Land.
Yeah.
Well, if that's your attitude, we need to take the Statue of Liberty down.
No.
Thank you, Ken.
You got to fight. Okay?
No, that's not what it says on the Statue of Liberty.
My nephew went over there and fought for them and bled for them. Why can't they fight for themselves?
Because that's not their culture. You don't understand their culture. That's not their culture. And we have taught them that we will come to their rescue, by the way.
I don't mind taking
now,
in
the other,
people,
but Kenny,
I just want you to be able to
But you see, we're looking at two different
too.
Things. They're two different things. There are two different issues here. There is whether or not we ought to be helping them help themselves. We said we did that in Iraq, and we really didn't. And then the other side of it is, what do we do with these people who are coming here? And I would turn the clock back to 1938, July 1938. Where fewer than 5% of Americans surveyed at the time believed that the U.S. ought to raise its immigration quotas or encourage political refugees fleeing from Europe. The vast number
from
were
Nazi
Jews.
Europe.
Right, exactly.
Thank you.
Were trying to get on a boat to come across the Atlantic. Two-thirds of the respondents said we ought to try to keep them out.
Let's talk about this.
This isn't a new thing.
But our circumstances have changed a little bit in this country because our population has grown. But let's go back to the real root of the problem. What did we do when those refugees wanted to come here? We got involved with World War II. We attacked the
Nazis.
No, we didn't.
This was 1938. We were still years away from that.
What did we ultimately do?
The Nazis took them and killed them.
What did we ultimately do, Ken, though, to
alleviate
the problem?
We waited for Japan to bomb Hawaii before we got involved.
The whole thing was set up by the military-industrial complex. That's why we got into World War II.
We went in, and ultimately the bottom line is, whatever you guys are saying the reasons are, and there are many of the reasons, we went in and we took Hitler out. Is that not the end result?
It took six years to do it. 7 years.
Exactly, and this is not going to be 3 days. But we have to realize that these people are going to need a place to go. There is a genocide being being committed against the West, Western culture, and Christianity. There are hardly any Christians left in the Middle East. And until
that's not true.
I can send you a story.
No, it's not. No, that's
they're
not.
Driving them out. No. I will send you the story.
Not,
they're driving them out
the story
in
all you
droves.
Want. It is not, in some areas they may be.
That's
but the
right.
Christians are alive and well in
why
many areas.
Why do you think these
areas.
People are running away? Because
well, they're not Christians. They're
not all
people
Christians.
That are running away.
They're a minority of Christians.
The idea is that if you take out the problem, you will not have to worry about the refugees. The problem is ISIS.
Well,
we don't have a strong defense.
We have not done our job. We have none of the world community, including the people that are being affected by this. The French, they sat on their hands. The Germans have sat on their hands.
Not anymore.
The British, well, but look what it took them to do something about it.
The problem, though, Jen, is there is no Hitler here.
No,
it's an ideology, and you can't right, and you can't just cut the head off the snake.
Yeah. You can by taking out their oil. You can by taking out their strongholds on cities.
I think we should go solar and all biodiesel and tell them to take their oil and stick it where the sun don't shine, and they don't have a nickel to do anything with anything.
By the way, there's a very remind me to talk about this in the next half hour because we're going to pause now for a minute. There is a new report on how much oil is being produced around the world, and it will amaze you. Those numbers.
We shouldn't get a drop of it.
Amaze you. It's 16 past the hour. Roberta checks the Queen of Cheap report in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. Right now, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 50% off. Plus, Vistaprint's collection of personalized one-of-a-kind gifts is also up to 50% off. Hurry, offer ends soon. To get this incredible deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code CARD50 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code CARD50.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Time now for Roberta Fasanelli's Queen of Cheap information for today. What do we have, Roberta?
Well, we have Victoria's Secret. Do you like Victoria's Secret? I didn't get my music. Where's my music?
He's too busy. We don't have time for it. You only have a minute.
We like Victoria's Secret? Well, you can get a free $10 to $500 reward card. Absolutely free. No purchase necessary. They're giving away tons of these, like tens of thousands of these. So like 15, actually, they're giving away 15 million of these. So just go to DougStefan.com, take a look at the Queen of Cheap area in the Better Living section, and you'll be able to see how you can enter to get one of these 15 million free reward cards from Victoria's Secret. We also tell you how to get a free coupon for a free Waffle House waffle. This is just for you, Dougie. I know how you love Waffle House.
Where are they?
It doesn't expire till the 24th. They're in the Creative Chief area. Yeah. And we tell you how you can get a free Red Book magazine subscription. All at DougSteffen.com.
All right. So you feel like you're now in charge of your future? Right, there's some news on The Boss today. Did you see that, Jennifer?
It's going to be on SNL.
Yes.
SNL.
That's right.
Bruce Springsteen, really.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Yep.
On December 19th.
21 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
Yes, Richard.
I have no idea.
This is George Gershwin.
Okay, good.
He was a well-known pianist before World War II, during World War II, and after World War II. So, why are we playing George Gershwin?
That's my question.
Right.
Why are we playing George Gershwin?
This is a great piece of classic piano music. Don't you recognize this, all of you, seriously?
American in Paris.
Why? Oh, yeah. American Airlines theme.
Yeah, it was American Airlines.
It's theme. American Paris.
Written by George Gershwin. He certainly quintessential to our history, the modern history of music in our country. And every year there is a recipient, has been for the last 6-7 years, Lifetime Achievement Awards in music, promoting song to enhance cultural understanding, entertaining and informing audiences, inspiring new generations. The winner this year of the Gershwin Prize, none other than musical outlaw Willie Nelson.
Wow.
This is quite a significant, if you don't understand, I'm going to give you some of the other people who have won this award, but this is about as establishment of an award as you can get. And Willie Nelson is about as unestablishment as you can imagine. The Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. Willie Nelson gets it today. First country artist to pick up the award. It started in 2007 with Paul Simon. women. Getting it first. Very
Simon has a new album.
Sorry, Richie, I can't hear you.
Paul Simon has a new album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, really.
She did a song with Dion. They do a whole album.
That's it. Dion posted on Facebook. Let me go grab it and I'll play it for you.
Okay, good.
Dion posted on Facebook that he and Paul Simon just did a new song. It's very
okay,
cool.
Also, getting the Gershwin Prize, Stevie Wonder got it the second year. Which makes nothing but sense.
I love you.
If there is a
to say how much I care.
A better pop love song than this, I don't know what it is. Paul McCartney won in the third year. Another. Well, he's not an American, and people turn their noses up at him at first. But I mean, he really is. The Beatles, McCartney, I mean, Ringo—they must—they all have homes here. They might as well be Americans, right? They're just—they're so much a part of the American lexicon. Carole King also has been a recipient of the Gershwin Prize. Remember, this is given to the people who have promoted song in our culture, have added to our culture. And, you know, Kenny, I was thinking of this as we're playing this and what you said a few minutes ago about the Statue of Liberty and how varied this group of singers is. And don't they represent, in fact, another part of America that is to be, I think, prized? That is our, we have such broad tastes in music. And this this prize is capturing it. So congratulations to Willie Nelson for winning this year.
This is Dion and Paul Simon's new song called New York Is My Home.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got a girl up in the Bronx. She treats me like a king. I'll give her anything she wants. She is my everything.
Doug, I'm telling you, you have to follow Dion on Facebook.
Okay.
Like, you would love his post. Like, he and a couple of buddies will just be sitting in a restaurant, and all of a sudden, they'll start singing a song, and he'll post it.
Post it. Really?
And just and pictures of him just around New York with friends. You would really enjoy it.
Yeah. I enjoy him. I've always enjoyed him. And I pretty much always enjoyed Paul Simon, although he takes himself way too seriously.
You think?
Paul Simon?
Yeah.
But it doesn't make any difference because he's contributed. You forget that stuff when you think about the contributions of somebody like this. You forget the things that are insufferable sometimes. But yeah, Kenny said sometimes. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Congratulations again to Willie Nelson, the winner of the Gershwin Prize today.
Tomorrow, Thursday, is the Great American Smokeout. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Less Americans are smoking now than ever, and as tomorrow is National Quit Smoking Day, let's whack that number big. Here's the thing. You want to quit smoking? You gotta make a personal quit smoking plan. DCOC advice, first off, if you're a heavy smoker, it might be best to taper down 1 to 2 cigs per day before going cold turkey. Announce to everyone you're gonna quit. Tell your buddies, family, boss, anyone that can embarrass you just that little bit. Remember, there are lots of ways to ease off the cigs. Think nicotine replacement therapy or meds like Zyban. Social support is absolutely vital. And there are apps like Quit for Life from the American Cancer Society and Quit Smoking app from the National Cancer Institute. Both are free and well worth the price. And even if you just quit for a day, it's a start. And I love starts. They lead to finishes. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
As long as there have been mothers, we've been trying to get our children to eat their vegetables. Now it seems that the government wants to play that role, too. One agency recently spent $800,000 of our tax money to create a video game designed to encourage children to eat more fruit and vegetables. Some critics say the state is becoming our nanny, and maybe they're right. I understand the importance of good nutrition, but looking through the lens of liberty, we know it is not government's role to be lunchbox police. The role of government is not to micromanage our children, but to protect our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We need government to do its job and let mothers do ours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's Lens of Liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and we are about to delve into the world of automation, automotion, what makes your car go, with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. I'm the Dougster, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler here. Ken, I don't think I've given you enough airtime today, frankly. The Facebook account has been very busy, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day. So you want to touch on three or four of the major areas that our listeners seem to want to comment about or seem to want to be close to?
Sure. One, of course, is the attacks in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
William says, it's shameful that some people are saying the French should do this on their own. I never thought we would become a country of weak-minded people. We have a pact with France and many other allies. If we are attacked, we expect help, too.
I haven't heard a lot of that, though.
I haven't either, but it's interesting that you...
I've seen it all over social media.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Too. Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
I've seen it, too.
That.
Yep.
Let French take care of themselves. Remember Freedom Fries.
Yeah,
you don't want to get there.
Why not? They were funny.
Freedom Fries.
That was pretty funny. All right, what else, Kenny?
Steve says, how do you effectively bomb ISIS without killing civilians and creating new recruits?
That's the trouble. They've created that themselves. They know how they can create the situation. That's what happened in Iraq.
When they take over cities, though, typically they run out the people. They run the people out of town. That's why you have refugees.
All of the innocents are gone.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know why a lot of them are.
What I want to know is, how have they gotten, by the European numbers, over 1,200 people from England, France, Germany, to go into the Middle East to get trained as ISIM warriors and then go back and try to screw up their own countries? How is it that bad where you are to think that that's the way
a lot of these people are from Europe. I mean, it's not that bad.
Right, they can't get 1,200 people to fight for them on their own soil.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, Kenny, what else?
So much of it is brainwashing.
It is.
It is.
Testosterone. Paul says, saying ISIS represents all Muslims is like saying the Westboro Baptist Church represents all Christians.
Thank you.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
That's a good point. Yep.
And Tucker says...
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
For those who don't remember who is in the Westboro Baptist Church, Richie, be happy to play for you a piece of audio that was recorded a number of years ago, and this is one of my badges. I wear this badge proudly. Fred Phelps.
Yeah, that's right.
To be on the program. It was when they were first starting their foolishness, their shenanigans of going to funerals to protest, mostly servicemen, their whole thing is the gay lifestyle, and so men who die. I mean, there was never, you couldn't figure out what they really were protesting, but you knew they were a bunch of nutbirds. His daughter's just as crazy as he was. He's dead now. But we had invited him, Kenny, I don't know if this was before your time or not, whether you got him to come
just
on.
Just before I got here.
Jack and I called him.
All right.
To get him on. But he hung up, so we called him back.
Yep. Yes.
Is this Reverend Phelps?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Doug Steffen. We're somehow or other disconnected during the playing of some of the things from your website. Are you ready to go on here?
No, we somehow disconnected. You don't need me. You're just a loudmouth blasphemer who hates God and the Bible, and you want to use me as a punching bag. You have a nice day.
Sir, you don't know me at all.
There you go.
At least he was polite.
He said you have a nice day.
He did say that. So anyway, the point that Kenny is making, or the listener,
God and the Bible,
that Kenny is making with the listener, is that this guy and the fact that he called his church is a Baptist church. He's a Christian only in name. He certainly is not any Christian I'd recognize. And so the point being made here is one that has been made simplistically, and it doesn't need to have a lot of heavy lifting attached to it. It's a simple thought. Not all of the people that belong. I mean, for God's sakes, we're talking about America as a melting pot or a mosaic or whatever you want to call it. We have a hard time getting people to agree on what they saw at an accident. You know, you get 12 people in an accident and you have 12 different opinions. So when it comes to religion, when it comes to politics, that sort of, or the boss. If you're, you know, there are a lot of people who have good things. The boss is always a jerk, most people will tell you. But there are different versions of why he or she may be a jerk. The same is true with the certain feelings about, almost, I mean, you can find the Mets, the Red Sox, the Patriots, the L.A. Kings. You know,
those are fighting words.
You know what I'm talking about. So, anyway. I'm getting off on a tangent. So, Kenny, go ahead. But that one certainly tweaked the moldy, oldy ideas in our mind. Go ahead.
Tucker says, you want to fix this? Pull out the old war plans for Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Mm-hmm. Don't need to use nukes. We have quite powerful conventional weapons now.
So why pull out the plans for Nagasaki? Just
that was the plan.
Yeah, that was. So do we just tell them we're about ready to bomb them? I mean, that's what they want. They want the world public opinion to turn against us. So let's say we knock off a million Syrians or whatever. I mean, nobody is ever. No one, even as crazy as some of these people are, no one will ever use the nuclear alternative unless they realize fully that when they do, it's the end of their life, the end of what they know, the end of everything.
So why do people still have this? Why do they still have the nuclear alternative?
That's a very good question, Roberta. We ought not.
The only thing I'd say, though, about that is with a group like ISIS, it's a little different because they're doing these crimes for God. So they don't care if they die. I think that's really true. I don't think you have to worry about Russia and China and using a nuke because they don't want to die. Well, they have a will to live.
But they're not going to go at. They're not going to protect. If one of them uses it, then it won't be the end of the world. But if a big power uses it, then it is the end of the world. You know, that's okay. We're stuck on something that's so negative. I don't even want to stay there. Go ahead, Kenny. What else?
John says we should send the Syrian refugees to Detroit. All those abandoned homes could be put to good use.
Maybe something to be said for that. There's a lot of, not only in Detroit, you can find a lot of that same condition in Minneapolis, apparently. I had, since this whole thing blew up with the policeman, the two policemen shooting that guy over the weekend, my sister lives outside of, my older sister lives outside of Minneapolis. I've been there once in my life, and I can't remember anything about it. There was just nothing that stayed in my mind. But in the last couple of days, I've started nosing around. Minneapolis is no great shakes. There's a lot of stuff going on there that's not unlike what you're talking about in Detroit. There's a lot of unemployment. The industry has gone away. And most of the people will tell you it's because they can't get workers because the able-bodied workers are moving out of there because it's so damn cold. And nobody wants to live in Minnesota, and I say this lovingly to the people who listen to this program on the four or five stations in Minnesota that are carrying it. If you stay there, you're older and you love the state. Nobody young, for the most part, lives in Minnesota. They just don't. So the companies are moving out to warmer climes. I mean, where do you think...
When I was just in Palm Springs last week, Canada is going to be empty.
Yeah.
Everybody in Canada comes down.
By the way...
to Southern
spend
California,
the winter
and Florida.
Time? Absolutely. It's like a migration.
Yeah.
And by the way, Richie, if you go 400 miles above the border of Canada and America, you will find not a soul. The population of Canada is all within 400 miles of the border of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fact because it's so horrible to live in. Well, unless you're in Vancouver, British Columbia, those places, that's beautiful. Halifax isn't bad. Major cities are okay. But it's cold. And you notice, by the way, this weather pattern that's going across the country this week, there's wild, wild differences. My son told me, I think you did too, Jennifer, the other day, Kenny. It was as cold in California as it was here a couple of mornings. It was just like in the 40s.
Yeah, it was chilly. Now it's warming up. It's going to be 80 today.
Right.
Look at the population. When you have a couple of minutes today and you have nothing else to do, look at the population density map of Canada, and you are exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, there is
nobody.
Nothing.
Nothing close to that.
Past about 300-400 miles.
Right. All right. So, Kenny, have you got one other that you want to pass along?
Sure. Paul says, it will take tossing out the conventional rules of engagement to annihilate ISIS. Our ground forces have really been restricted in Iraq and Afghanistan. Destroying ISIS on their turf would take a level of brutality that the U.S. military hasn't waged since World War II.
But they're brutal. Do you have to fight brutal with brutal? Do you ever see the movie Saving Private Ryan? And the brutality that was presented, Spielberg wanted to do that because he wanted to have a chance to show what World War II really was like, not the stuff that masked. You know, we have that old George Kennedy movie D-Day, not D-Day. What was the great story? But there were 12. If I go, I'm going to dig myself into a big hole because I can't remember. And it's been years since I saw it. But it was a World War II drama with all the big action stars, and they're blowing up some German...
The Dirty Dozen?
Dirty Dozen. Thank you, Kenny. Yes.
Good job, Kenny.
Wow. Thank God.
Impressed.
We'd have been here for hours.
Oh, we wouldn't have either been here for hours.
So then,
I haven't seen that movie. That's one of those, like The Magnificent Seven. You haven't seen it. for so long, but yet, you know, you remember the stories. Hard to not remember the name Magnificent Seven, but Dirty Dozen.
We've got to get you to let stuff go, though.
Thank you, Rich. I will tell you something. What's going on in my house? Did I have that conversation on the air or off the air?
Off the air.
My house, this next week is going to be mayhem here. Many of you have known that I've lived on this farm. I built this farm 78, 79. So I've been here 37, 38 years, and I'm going to sell it. And so I'm going through...
That's my whole life.
Yeah, I know. Well, as much of my life is here, too. Going through their nooks and crannies.
This is where your children grew up.
My children grew up here. Charlotte lived here. You know, that kind of stuff. But there's too much of that. And so for a lot of reasons that I'm not going to discuss on the radio, it's time for me to sell this place and do something else. But in the meantime, to go and dig... I mean, I've spent the last year, really... cleaning out things that have
Doug
been
is a hoarder,
put
an
away.
Emotional hoarder.
Yeah, well, not only
I don't envy you.
Oh my God.
In our house for 26 years, yeah. And we had to be out in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Well, they're coming to stage the house today, so I've had the fireplace in between all the breaks. I'm going.
It's
gonna
be a big fire.
I just have throwing things in there and cleaning it out. So,
my suggestion, Doug, just take out the things that you know you want, and once you stage the house, turn it over to one of those estate planning people.
Mm.
They come in and they sell everything for you, and you can't believe the job that they do in organizing stuff and selling
audio
it.
Cables
it
display.
Is amazing the job that these people do.
You know, Richie, that's one of the things that is really, other than finding a lot of things that are emotionally troubling, I'm looking at this setup I've got here that's been here since I came back in 1991. This studio hasn't really, I mean, we've changed it, we built it differently, built it bigger, but I've been in the same confines, looking out the same window at the same stuff
since
1991.
And Doug doesn't throw a cable away.
No, he just throws
it in a box in the closet.
Yeah. Probably mark this down that the tears will start flowing soon here on the Good Day Show.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Not if we take a break. 46 after on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones... who get it done.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th Gen Core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. 6th generation Intel Core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 32 times better 3D graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th generation Intel Core processors, enables new amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com. What?
All right, let's get to something. I was talking earlier with the Dr. Ronald Hoffman about...
He loves Super Beats.
He does. Love Super Beats because they do what they say they're going to do. We were talking about some of the stuff, the platitudes around focusing on supplements that don't work, that do something that they promise to do but they don't do. And one of them, one of the major bonuses of having this product on my program is that I get to take it, and so does everybody else, and we all know it does exactly what we say it will do.
I took two shots yesterday.
Yeah, why? You had a bad day, slow day?
I just didn't sleep well the night before.
And you need that extra little...
Yeah, I'm still kind of this jet lag thing.
Yep.
So yesterday afternoon, I needed a second shot, and it just picked me right up.
Meredith, who came back from... She hasn't gotten over her trip back. Coming east from the west is a hard... It's harder.
It's really hard.
It doesn't bother me. I'm very fortunate. It doesn't bother me at all. But I know a lot of people who she's just dragging, and this Super Beats gives her a pickup, gives you a pickup. It's a way for you to deal with things like that, or just the normal daily things. Get up in the morning, get a routine, Neo 40, take a couple of those. Yeah, I know you do, Roberta.
Nobody sends me anything.
Hey, but there's a number you can call.
Yeah. 800-655-4183.
Let him know.
To get your day, exactly. Get your day started. Your muscles use oxygen more efficiently when you are rejuvenating them. Your internal organs get more blood because the arteries are opened up. Nitric oxide from Super Beats and Neo 40. That's what does it. All natural. Perfect.
Makes sense.
800-655-4183 for Super Beats and Neo 40. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com to order them. 800-655-4183. Get some for Roberta Ritchie, will you please?
I'll hook her up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, why don't you do me a favor and go get yourself another perm and let the grown-ups talk?
For your information, my hair is naturally curly.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's a perm job all the way.
Don't give up on us, baby. Don't make the
thank God, this is waking up here to sleep. More need Super Beats. You'll do it. Just
too many cops worry about the wrong thing. Crime. Not me, though. I'm looking out for numero uno.
There's something about him that I find most of the time annoying. But he was good in that movie he was in with Gene Hackman.
Who is it?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you it was Owen Wilson. I'm looking at his name. Thank you, Richie. Owen Wilson from the movie Starsky and Hutch, which was the most popular movie this week in 2004.
Must have been a slow week.
Owen Wilson is 47 today. That's really kind of a shaker-upper.
I've always had this theory about police work. If you can't beat them, join them.
All right. So Chuck Curry's not here. I'm gonna turn to Kenny because he's pretty good at these things. The Wilson brothers are not at all alike, but yet they've started. I don't think they've actually ever been in a movie together, have they?
I think one. Yeah.
Were they together?
I think one early on.
Yeah. But they well, the dark-haired one seems to be more likable.
That's Luke.
Luke and Owen have both been in action movies. They've been in sensitive movies. They've been in silly movies. I would say they both are about equally accomplished. Would you all agree with me on Owen Wilson and Luke Wilson?
Yeah.
They don't seem to be.
I think they both work a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What do we know about how they get along together?
You know, when I was pondering this last night, I think that Owen has had just a wee bit more success.
Good for you, Jennifer. Thank you.
I think Owen's been...
You stay awake night pondering things like this, Jennifer?
I'm kidding, Roberta.
He's been in bigger
been
movies.
Worried.
Luke has been or Owen?
Owen has been.
Owen has.
Yeah.
Luke's been in more.
Right,
but
right.
Smaller, independent kind of things.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, the Wilson brothers focus the conversation here. This is Movie Moments on Good Day. We have the story behind several stories in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Get your Pliny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, it seems to be the Wilson brothers here on a Good Day program. This is Movie Moments. Chucker just found out doing his research that Owen and Luke both have been voices on animated... What'd I say?
Chucker.
Oh, I said Chucker wasn't here, so Ken. It's a good thing Ken has done some research into Owen and Luke. So they've both been voices in animated cartoons, right?
Yeah, and this is a good way to differentiate between the two. Owen Wilson was the voice of Lightning McQueen in Disney and Pixar's Cars movies, whereas Luke was the voice of Lieutenant James Stanton in the animated movie Battle for Terra.
Really?
So,
never heard of that one, have you?
No, I never heard of that one. But you know what? Chucker will tell you, these actors and actresses all love to do the voiceover work.
I know.
Because they don't have to learn their scripts.
Money.
They show up and they get paid. Well, I think in the case of Eddie Murphy, I saw he got $4 million for one of those movies that he was in. Was it a car movie? Wasn't he the voice of
one of the Shrek movies?
It's Shrek. Forget the big movie roles. Look at your TV and listen to the commercials that run, like for Advil and for Bank of America and all those. They're all big celebrities now. And the reason I say it's kind of a bummer is because that work used to go to people like us, Dougie.
Right.
All our jobs.
Right. If you, the Home Depot spots, or is it, it's either Home Depot or Lowe's. I think it's Home Depot. Is Josh Lucas. Lucas, what's his name? The guy from, he's an actor, very well known.
Kiefer's doing a lot.
Josh Logan.
Bank America.
Yep, Kiefer's doing
Julia
some
Roberts
spots now.
Julia Roberts does one.
Yep.
And what's the guy, who's the Boston comedian that's doing the Ford truck commercials now?
Leary.
And then Advil's done by that guy. Oh, he used to be on Suburgatory, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's a one day. Most of those things, I mean, it takes a long time to get the tracks down the way the directors want them, but it's one day.
Yeah.
And most of the time, for a thing like the Home Depot, $185,000 every time you do one of those. Not bad for a day's work. Right?
So I'll take it.
You do it, of course.
I'll do it.
Yeah, okay, Roberta. Stand back. Stand down, Roberta.
Yeah, 50, wait in line. I know. Wait in line.
59 past the hour on Good Day.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.